practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast coming to you from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we gather around the radio to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, along with others of like precious faith, at a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. And I do trust and pray that you'll go to a good church today and worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. We're going to begin the program this morning with a song entitled Sing to the Lord, and that's something we all should do. Amen? Because of who God is and what He's done for us, truly we should sing to the Lord and worship Him in song. Here's the song, Sing to the Lord. You know, singing to the Lord is one way in which we can worship the Lord. And the Bible tells us to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And I want to remind you of that passage because down through the years I've heard people say, well, I don't sing because I can't carry a tune or I don't sound very good. Well, God doesn't care if you can carry a tune or how well you sound. When you and I sing unto the Lord, we are exalting Him. We are praising Him. We are lifting Him up. And so when you go to church today, when it comes time to sing the choruses or the hymns or the songs or the spiritual songs or whatever it may be, get involved with singing and sing unto the Lord and give Him the praise and the worship that He deserves. Singing to the Lord is a tremendous way to exalt our God and Savior Jesus Christ. Well, it is a delight to have you there by the radio. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl of the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, and thank you as always for the pleasure of your company, and I do trust that you'll go to a good, solid, Bible-believing local church today. If you don't have one to attend and you are here in central Pennsylvania, I would invite you to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church. We are located at the corner of 4th Avenue and 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city. And we have Sunday school this morning at 9:30 with classes for all ages. Our morning service is at 10:30, and our evening service will be tonight at 6 o'clock. And our doors are open to everyone. And so if you don't have a good, solid, Bible-believing church to attend, come on out and visit us. We'd love to have you with us. And then, of course, every Wednesday evening, we have our midweek service. At 6:30, we have meetings for children and youth and also a single mom's ministry. And then at 7 o'clock, we gather together also for prayer meeting and Bible study. And in our Bible study, Dr. Chris Davis is taking us through the book of Ephesians, verse by verse. And what a tremendous study that is. During our prayer time, we pray for other people. We pray for our ministry and other ministries. We pray for missionaries around the world because we believe that God does hear and answer prayer. It's always a great time of fellowship. And so I would invite you to even come out and join us on Wednesday night for our midweek prayer meeting and Bible study. But if we can ever serve you spiritually, please don't hesitate to contact us. You may call us at 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. Or you can email us at fbc@fbcaltoona.org. That's fbc@fbcaltoona.org. Our mailing address is the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania. That's the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. And truly, we'd invite you to contact us, and better yet, drop by and visit us even this morning. 9:30 is Sunday school, 10:30 is our morning service, and 6 o'clock tonight will be our evening service. Now, coming up this coming Saturday, that is March the 22nd, is something very special that I'd like to invite you to. Our sister ministry, the Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference, is going to be sponsoring the Walk Through the Bible Seminar. And it's going to be a study of the Old Testament. Now, this doesn't mean that there's going to be somebody standing up front and lecturing us all. No. This is a time of fun. It's a time of excitement when we get together with others and just learn the highlights of the Old Testament. During this particular seminar, you'll discover the storyline through the Old Testament by taking an interactive journey in that three-hour period. And during that period of time, you'll learn 40 key words and signs about the Old Testament. You'll be able to summarize the Old Testament in 3 minutes as the result of the seminar, and it'll even motivate you to read and study the Old Testament more. Now, you know, many people understand the New Testament quite well, but so many people don't understand the Old Testament. And that's sad, because the Old Testament is the foundation for the New Testament. If we are going to understand the New Testament effectively, then we need also to understand the Old Testament. And so I would invite you to participate in the Walk Through the Bible seminar that will be held this coming Saturday. Now, there is a cost for registration, and that's $20 per person, but that includes a textbook that you'll be able to take home with you. And of course, the seminar is for everybody ages 12 and up. Come on out and be involved. I would encourage you to call us at 814-944-2894 to learn more about the seminar and to register, or you can go to the website of the Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference, which is simply www.tcpbc.org. That is www.tcpbc.org, and you can even register there as well. But come together with others as we learn the highlights, as it were, of the Old Testament, that we might be able to have then a better appreciation, a greater appreciation for the New Testament. The Walk Through the Bible Seminar this coming Saturday, March 22. at the Lakemont Park Soho Room from 9 a.m. in the morning until 12 noon. It will be a time of blessing. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for the opportunity that we have to gather around the radio today to learn more of your word and to prepare our hearts to worship you in spirit and in truth. If there's even one person under the sound of my voice right now who is not yet born again, who is not yet saved, it is my prayer that today will be the time of salvation for them. And then even for the believers who are listening, I pray that the broadcast will be a blessing to them, an encouragement to them, and used by you to prepare their hearts to worship you in spirit and in truth. But above all, Father, I pray that you'll be glorified through this broadcast because we truly do want it to exalt you, and we'll thank you for it. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Now let's listen to a piano solo entitled Only Trust Him. From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, as I read verses 3 and 4, where the Word of God says, "Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God." That's from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. And now before I deliver a message entitled Our Great Salvation, let's listen to this old hymn of the faith, Mansion Over the Hilltop.
I'm satisfied just a cottage below, a little bright land where we'll never grow old. And someday yonder we will never more wander, but walk on streets that are pure as gold. Don't think me poor or deserted or lonely. I'm not discouraged. I'm heaven bound. I'm just a pilgrim in search of a city. I want a mansion, a harp and a crown. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop in that bright land where we'll never grow old. And someday yonder we will never more wander, but walk on streets that are pure as gold. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop in that bright land where we'll never grow old. And someday yonder we will never more wander, but walk on streets that are pure as
how we can thank the Lord for the fact that those of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior can look forward to that great mansion that God has prepared for us in heaven, where we will spend eternity with Him in the land without tears and a time without end. And I'll tell you, beloved, I'm looking forward to that, and I trust that you are too. Now, if you will recall, last Sunday in the last broadcast, I spoke to you about God's salvation as it is revealed in the Word of God. And today, I want to continue that thought by studying what I am calling today our great salvation. And you know, sometimes I think that many times there are those who do not understand what the salvation is that God has given to us, what that salvation is that we need, and how to obtain salvation. You know, down through the years, I've heard people say that they have come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ by hearing the Word of God preached, and praise the Lord for that. That's how I got saved. I heard a message on Romans 3:23 and Romans 6:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and have come short to the glory of God, and the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." And so I know that there are many people, no doubt even under the sound of my voice right now, who have come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ by hearing the Word of God. And because of that, they are on their way to heaven, and that may be you personally that I'm talking about. But on the other hand, there are many people who think that they can work their way into heaven or do something to earn God's salvation, and that's not taught in the Word of God. So today, I want us to focus on our great salvation as it is revealed in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8, 9, and 10. And so if you have a copy of God's Word, turn with me Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8, 9, and 10, where we see the description of our great salvation, that is, the great salvation that God has given to us, where it says this, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." That's Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8, 9, and 10. And as we look at those three verses, I see two things I want to share with you this morning. Number one, we see the process of salvation in verses 8 and 9. And then number two, we see the product of salvation in verse 10. First of all, the process of salvation. Now, before we look at verses 8 and 9, let me give you a definition of salvation. I gave this to you last Sunday, if you will recall, but allow me to give it again as a review to some of you, and others perhaps you weren't listening last week, so you missed this definition. But this is what salvation is when we're talking about it from the biblical perspective. It is the deliverance from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone. That's what salvation is. The word salvation means to be saved. And when that's applied to biblical truth, it speaks of the deliverance from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone. The only way we can be saved is through faith in Jesus Christ alone. And let's note to see how this salvation is explained in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. First of all, we see that this salvation comes by God's grace. It says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith." God's grace is that which gives us the opportunity to be saved. Now, when we're talking about God's grace, we are talking about His unmerited favor in providing for us a salvation that we do not deserve through the work of Jesus Christ on the cross. Somebody has defined grace as the fact that God has bent over backwards to provide for us a salvation that we do not deserve. And I think that that's a good way to express it. But you see, God's grace is His gift to us. And of course, God the Father sent God the Son, Jesus Christ, to the cross to suffer and bleed and die, thus paying the wage of sin, which is death, for every one of us. And then, of course, He rose again triumphantly on the third day to provide that eternal life for those of us who call upon His name. And so salvation comes to us by God's grace, His unmerited favor, His great gift to us through the work of Jesus Christ on the cross. That's why we like to sing that song, Amazing Grace. Apart from God's grace, there would be no salvation. But then secondly, we see the process of salvation is by our faith. Again, Ephesians 2:8, it says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." You see, certainly God's grace has been poured out to the entire human race, to the point that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But if a person is going to be saved, then that individual, that would be you, that would be me, that would be anybody or everybody on the face of the earth, if a person is going to be saved, then that individual must trust Jesus Christ alone by calling upon the Lord Jesus and asking Him to save them. You know, salvation just doesn't come to us by osmosis. Salvation doesn't just come to us by attending church. The way that we receive God's great salvation is by calling upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and asking Him to save us. Over in the book of Acts, chapter 16 and verse 31, we find these words where the Apostle Paul is talking to the Philippian jailer, and he said this, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house." If you want to be saved, you need to believe on the Lord Jesus. That is, you need to trust Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And Romans 10:13 says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." That means you. And so when we're talking about the process of salvation, we see it's by God's grace, it's by our faith, but it's also by God's gift. For again, Ephesians 2:8 says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." We can't work for our salvation. We can't earn our salvation. We do not deserve salvation, but salvation is God's gift. You know, a gift is not something you work for. A gift is that which you receive because somebody loves you. Well, God loved us so much that He gave us this great gift of salvation. But it's important to call upon the name of the Lord, ask Him to save you in order to receive that gift. One of the ways to express that is simply to go to the Lord and say, "Lord Jesus, I trust You to save me," and He will. If you are not saved, if you've never called upon the name of the Lord, and yet you want to spend eternity with Him in heaven, then I would encourage you right there by the radio right now simply to say something like this, "Lord Jesus, I trust You to save me," and He will. That's the process of salvation. But in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8, 9, and 10, We also see the product of salvation in verse 10, where it says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." I don't have the time to develop that verse this morning, but basically it's teaching us that after we receive Jesus Christ as Savior, we should honor him by serving him. How we thank the Lord that we are his workmanship. You see, for every one of us who are Christians, God has created in us a way that we might be able to serve him and do his work through being spiritually gifted by the Holy Spirit to do what God wants us to do. So if you're saved, you are God's workmanship to serve him. And I trust indeed that you are doing that every day of your life. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Certainly, if you don't know Christ, call upon his name to be saved today, and he will save you. And if you make that decision, contact us here at the Faith Baptist Church. We'll send you some information that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. And then as a Christian, serve the Lord. You're his workmanship. Do what he wants you to do, and he'll bless you. Thank you so much for joining me today. I trust that you'll go to church today. And until next Sunday morning, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus.
Hey, let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltuna.org. That's www.fbcaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dull and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.